This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody helping in the coronavirus effort, too. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, along with those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and let's not forget about all the roughnecks that are out there working on the oil rigs all around the country and all around the world. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And while you're over there, like the page and then sign up and get in the chat room. And you can converse with us just like several people are, including Karen and, Steve from Thailand is in there. Kyle is in there. JW is in there. Dan's in there. Who's the other one? Richard the Marine. There we go. Okay, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, yesterday news came out from the FBI director, Christopher Wray, that he was going to order an internal review of the Flynn investigation. They were going to go back and see if irregularities were made on the part of the FBI. I'm surprised that hadn't already been done by somebody. But apparently that's not what James Comey wanted to do.
Well, exactly, and this internal the internal review, of course, is going to be, you know, reviewing all these things that had to do with the Robert Mueller prosecutions that came about as a result of the special counsel, as a result of these different things that had gone on with the FBI. So this is going to be something to watch. It's going to be handled by the Bureau's Inspection Division, which does their internal investigations into employee misconduct matters. So, again, what we are going to find out should be quite interesting, and certainly during this political season, get very, very interesting.
And the U.S. Court of Appeals, D.C., has given the judge in the Flynn case until June the 1st to get back to them with any comments that he has to make. After that, too bad, so sad.
Well, that's right, and that's because Lieutenant General Michael Flynn's lawyer, Sidney Powell, had filed for a writ of mandamus, which is an extraordinary thing to be able to get, because usually it means there has to be a major usurpation of judicial power, and certainly in this particular case, Captain, so many legal experts and people all across the country are scratching their heads wondering, what is this judge up to?
Yep. Now, I got 42 seconds of the president talking about something very important yesterday, and we're going to see what's going to happen here. Here we go.
Today I just spoke to CGC. We want our churches and our places of faith and worship, we want them to open, and CGC is going to be, I believe today, they're going to be issuing a very strong recommendation, and I'm going to be talking about that in a little while. But they're going to be opening up very soon. We want our churches open. We want our places of faith, synagogues, we want them open. And that's going to start happening. I consider them essential, and that's one of the things we're saying. We're going to make that essential. You know, they have places essential that aren't essential, and they open, and yet the churches aren't allowed to open, and the synagogues. And again, places of faith, mosques, places of faith.
Well, yeah, and there may be a problem with California because he was trying to get the churches to open this weekend, and the governor in California, Mr. Newsom, said that they would have a plan drawn up next week, but not until then.
Well, that's right. A lot of churches, especially in California, they're looking to try to open by
1,200 plus.
That's right. And they're trying, from what I've heard, they want to open at least by May the 31st, which would be the day of Pentecost, of course, which is, I believe, 50 days after the Ascension, after Easter. But this is very, very interesting because we could begin to see a showdown in terms of what the president is calling for and what Governor Newsom is trying to do. And, of course, included with churches, houses of worship, he's also going to evidently be drawing up a plan about things like hair salons and things like that. What we're hearing now is that he's now saying days away from revealing that plan. What that plan is and what the timetable is for that plan still remains to be seen. But California is going at a snail's pace compared to many of these other states. And a lot of people are starting to see the politics behind all of this. It's getting harder and harder, I think, for our governor to hide behind the so-called data because it's not making any sense.
And then we've got Michigan yesterday, and that governor did what?
She wanted to extend the state.
No, she didn't want to. She did it.
She did, yeah.
Yeah, until when? How long now?
What is it, June the 12th, I believe?
That's correct. She extended the stay-at-home order and not opening up the businesses the way that she should be until June the 12th.
Well, and again, you know, unfortunately, you know, if we really were, quote-unquote, following the science, and everybody wants to be safe, and everybody wants to listen to experts, and everybody wants to digest this kind of information, but when you start seeing this thing start looking like political payback retribution for protests and can't buy seeds to buy grow cucumbers, I mean, it starts looking pretty bad for the governor of Michigan.
Yeah, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics on the Captain's America Third Watch. And when we come back, I've got a little surprise for everybody. My friend Karen sent me a little parody, and it's really funny. And I'm going to play it when we come back, and I think you're all going to like it. So there you go. I shall return. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. Kyle's hanging on the phone. I'll get right back to him in a minute. But this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends over at Balance of, at Relief Factor. That other one comes in a little bit. But at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team, if you've got arthritis, if you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, knee pain, just general muscles, aches or pain in general, then I want you to consider taking the Relief Factor 1995 3-week quick start to see what it'll do for you. And here's why. Because I took it, started to take it 4 years ago, and I've been taking it ever since, and it's helped me with all the problems I've had, including what I've just gone through with my left leg. Now, it saved me having to get a bunch of heavy-duty narcotics, I'm sure, to try to help me, so that's the good thing about it. Now, Balance of Nature, all right, listen to me, Relief Factor, I got that on my mind because I just heard that national commercial that was done, but Relief Factor, they gave me a website, and the website to go to is relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and take full advantage of what you can get there for the 1995 3-week quick start, because after all you got to lose is pain, right? Okay. I'm going to play a new Pelosi tune, and I want to thank my buddy Karen for sending this to me. Wait till you hear this one.
Pelosi went up to D.C. She was looking for a vote to steal. She was in a fine. She was way behind because she hadn't read the Art of the Deal. When she came across this golden-haired man with the economy smoking hot, then she jumped up from her Senate seat and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. You may not know it, but I can spin a yarn or two. If you care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Well, I see you're learning politics, but give the devil her due. I bet these delegates are gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." Said, "My name's McDonald, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're going to regret because I'm the best he's ever been. Donnie, dig into your door and play your campaign hard. It's all hell broke loose in D.C. and the lotion dealt with cards. And if you win, you get these shiny delegates of gold. But if you lose, Pelosi gets our soul."
All right, that's called the new Pelosi tune, Taking the Internet by Storm, and that was sent to me by one of our my good friends, Karen. And Karen, thank you very much for doing that. Now, let me bring Kyle Warren in here. What did you think when you first heard that? Now, there was one mistake in there, but we can live with it. Did you hear the singer calling Nancy Pelosi the a senator?
Yeah, I said that she got up from her Senate seat. Exactly. Yeah, we can live with that. I thought it was pretty clever. Yeah, actually.
Yeah, so I'm going to put that up on my, my Facebook page. And then if you want to share it to anybody, you can do it from there. And I've already got it in the chat room, so if you want to get in the chat room, you'll find it over there. But anyway, it is what it is. Now, Kyle, we can't just stop this hydroxychloroquine stuff that we've got going on here now, because we've heard so many different stories about, well, it's not good, and it's not proven, and it's not this, and it's not that, and all the other stuff we've been hearing. And all of a sudden, out of the clear blue sky, here comes the VA yesterday, and they said, and I quote, they had given hydroxychloroquine to over 1,300 virus patients successfully.
That's very true. And they are treating those coronavirus patients. Senate Minority Leader Chuckie Schumer had communicated with the VA Secretary, Robert Wilkie, asking about the use of hydroxychloroquine, no doubt to try to drum up some kind of, problem about hydroxychloroquine, at least from my perspective. And this is when the VA Secretary Wilkie was able to detail the kind of success that they're having with hydroxychloroquine. And quite frankly, Captain, unfortunately, because politics has permeated this so terribly, especially from the Democrat power elite, they don't want to seem to be open to what's going to work. And hydroxychloroquine seems to work.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be part of a treatment that, and others might have other treatments.
Okay, now Joe Biden, the gift that keeps on giving, really stuck his both feet in the big old barrel. Listen to this.
"You're for Mayor Trump, and you ain't black."
"If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black." He told that to a black commentator that interviewed him yesterday, and all kinds of flack has come in from both sides of the aisle. But the Democrats, the black Democrats, have gone after him. And they had Sheila Jackson Leon yesterday on Fox with Brett Baer.
Mm-hmm.
And she tried to be walk it back a bit, but right away, right after her, another black Democrat got on, a business person of some sort, and just absolutely just lambasted former Vice President Biden.
Well, Captain, it just shows how far this notion of identity politics has come, and the sort of stranglehold that it has on American politics. It's very, very sad and very, very disturbing. I thought it was very interesting, too, that there was another voice on that recording, on that radio interview on the Breakfast Club radio program, where I think it's one of Biden's campaign people saying, "Okay, that's all the time we have. Let's wrap it up," basically, is what they're saying. And then Joe Biden sort of kind of keeps going, and that's where he goes completely off script and does this weird gaffe. Even for Joe Biden, it's a weird gaffe, but also revealing that, yes, I think the African-American voters are being taken for granted by the Democrats. President Trump doesn't take anybody for granted. In fact, he's trying to get the rising tide that lifts all boats.
Yeah. I want you to listen to Andrea Mitchell yesterday having a discussion about rights, citizens' rights, and she was talking to this Nessel, this attorney general from Michigan, who we played the night before. Now, these are some of the comments she made yesterday with Andrea Mitchell on MSNBC. Wait till you hear this.
I'm sure, have you gotten any indication from the White House as to what he is going to do?
Well, the last I heard about it was that he was taking the matter under advisement, as we say in the legal community. So he had not committed to following our state law or following, you know, the counsel of Ford, who has asked him specifically to wear a mask while he's touring the facility. So I guess it's anybody's guess as to what he will do today.
Why has this become almost a political issue? It's a safety issue, and you can choose or not choose to follow those guidance, that guidance, but it seems in some areas that this has become a red-blue issue, or some people falsely claiming that it's a matter of their rights as an American not to. You've seen, of course, the protesters in Michigan, some of them armed, who've gone up against the governor. How has this evolved? Do you think it's being drummed up politically, or is this just more of the divide in America?
I don't think it would be a divide if only we would have a president who would be willing to do the right thing. And I think that the protesters are simply taking their cues from the president. They're taking...
All right, I'm going to stop it right there because I've had just about enough of her. But this woman is obviously mentally deranged somewhere. She's the attorney general of the state of Michigan.
Well, their derangement is focused solely on Donald Trump. If Donald Trump came and wore a mask all the time, he did wear a mask while touring the facility. He didn't come out to the microphones to wear a mask. And a part of that, Captain, I think that you've got media salivating, trying to get some pretty good close-up pictures of President Trump in a mask so they can put him on the cover of Time magazine, for example, and under the caption of "Losing the War." You know, now he's wearing the mask. You know, in other words, he's very savvy. He knows exactly how all this plays.
Yeah, but she talks about, she went on to talk a little bit about Dr. Fauci saying, well, it's better to wear the mask than any other. Dr. Fauci has changed his mind on that, and he's not emphasizing the mask anymore, just like he did something else yesterday. He turned around and said that extended shutdowns could cause irreparable damage to the United States and the mental health of a number of individuals. And what are they doing? They're extending their shutdown in Michigan. But here comes the music, so we'll back out, and we'll be right back with more right after this break. Now, I can tell you that this attorney general of Michigan, that governor of Michigan, you need to start a recall against both of them and take them out of office. Get them out. Recall both of them. They're not worth the time or the effort in Michigan. They're not doing you right up there, folks. All right, and I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump labeled churches and other houses of worship as essential and called on governors nationwide to let them reopen this weekend, even though some areas remain under coronavirus lockdown.
Today I'm identifying houses of worship, churches, synagogue, and mosques as essential places that provide essential services. Some governors have deemed the liquor stores and abortion clinics as essential, but have left out churches and other houses of worship. It's not right.
The president threatened to override governors who defy him, and following the announcement, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released new guidelines for communities of faith on how to safely reopen, including recommendations to limit the size of gatherings and consider holding services outdoors or in large, well-ventilated areas. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yep, and that's my buddy Mike Gallagher. He's enjoying the heck out of my new pen that I gave him. So he's got one of my pens for my radio show on it. So he owes me one of his when he gets it. But anyway, this portion of the program is brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico spelled GEICO.com. Now, I've had Geico for 14 years. They've saved me money every year. My insurance just doesn't go up because of the discounts I get. And this year, by the way, not only the safe driver discount, but another 15% on top of that. Everybody got it, whether you're an existing policy holder or you want to buy a policy and get in. You got till October the 8th, you'll save 15% off the premium. Now, I will tell you, whether you've got a car, whether you've got a truck, whether you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, if you've got a homeowner's policy, too, that you want to have checked, as well as renter's insurance, they can do all of the above. They can do all of the above for you, and do some comparison shopping, see if they'll save you some money just like they did me. So there you go. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the pandemic is doing a lot of damage around the country, and the latest casualty appears to be Hertz car rental, because Hertz is on the cusp of bankruptcy filing. And the reason for that is because where are most of their locations, Kyle?
Well, they're in airports, for one.
Yeah, and what's going on at the airports?
A whole lot of nothing.
Yeah, 90% usage down and this, that, and the other. And some places, there's airports that have actually shut down, the smaller ones. So if they had a Hertz agency there, I mean, they're not doing anything. So, and I saw the rental lot right over here by me where they store the Hertz cars. Mm-hmm. They've not only got all the cars in that lot, but they've also got the cars around the corner in another lot, which is where another car dealer never could fill the lot up. But now they're full with Hertz vehicles. All right, let's switch on over here. Let me see here. I believe we've got Ian on the telephone line. Is that you, Ian?
Yeah, they're filling them up at Countryside Mall because they got nowhere to stick them to. But that's not what I called about. You know, what I called about is I got a bone to pick with you two, and I'm serious. I know it's going to sound like a joke, but why are you being so hard on China Joe about his comments about you ain't black if you vote for Trump? Because I just don't understand this, because a man can say that he's a woman nowadays and be...
All right, well, your phone's chopping up a little bit on me there, Ian, but let me tell you something. The reason I'm doing this is because Joe Biden is a moron. Plus, he's suffering from dementia. He will never make a leader. I'd be scared to death to have him make any type of decision at all. He wouldn't remember what he did.
It's Beijing, by the way.
Your phone is just not making. I don't know what's going on there, Ian, but I can't. I really can't understand it. You're all garbled.
It's me.
Maiden career. All right. Thank you. Well, give us a call back because I couldn't understand him. Could you, Kyle?
No. He faded away. But we heard the first part there.
Yeah.
You know. But you're right, Joe. But there's something wrong with Joe Biden.
Absolutely.
And what gives me the horrors, Captain, is that if Joe Biden were to be elected, he is not going to walk into the Oval Office and say, I'm now ready to sit down and make decisions. Literally, a Joe Biden presidency, all of the decisions are pretty much ready-made. They're simply going to go down their progressive playlist, typical liberal left-wing playlist.
Yep.
And that's what's going to make – and, in fact, didn't he mention something about wanting to raise the corporate tax rate to 28%?
He sure did. He said he was going to get rid of all the Trump tax cuts, and the first thing he was going to do was take the corporate rate back to 28%. That will effectively – not ruin the economy, but force corporations back out of the United States to other parts of the world.
Exactly. And one wonders, again, see, that's sort of the machine that would take over. It's like, let's put all this back the way it was before President Trump came along and said, look, you know, we should be manufacturing here. We should be bringing jobs home. And especially after this pandemic, we should be making our medicine here. And this is part and parcel of President Trump's general view of how we're supposed to get America great again.
Now, let me just talk a little bit more, because we talked about Hertz and they're on the cusp of filing for bankruptcy. This is probably one of the cruelest things I think I ever heard. Weight Watchers is a company that you would think has been doing pretty good, right?
Right, yeah, especially during the stay-at-home. Sure.
See their ads all over the place, and there was one here a little while ago just before it came on television. But the there was a whole bunch of Weight Watchers workers that were on a Zoom meeting, and they were all told they were fired.
Yeah, that's got to be really, that's not cool. Yeah.
All right, let me drift back over to the telephone line. I don't know if this is Ian or not. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, Mary from St. Pete.
Okay, Mary, what's up?
I was going to make two observations. Hong Kong being taken over by China.
Yeah, we're going to get into that.
Mm-hmm. Parallel to the blue states and the governors taking over their people in those states.
Mm-hmm.
Also for life insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I heard if someone puts COVID as the death on the death certificate as first cause of death, that you really should have the second cause or the comorbidity, or else they won't pay out life insurance.
I don't know about that, but I do know that the federal government, the federal government pays money to the states if they're diagnosed with COVID. It's $16,000 or something like that. And then if they die with it, they get double that, the states do, for taking care of them. And by the way, you mentioned China, and then I'll let you go. China, we estimate now, and we're hearing it from the military, and Kyle will verify this in a minute, 1 million people, they believe, died in the Wuhan province. 1 million people. And thank
you. Oh, absolutely. Yep. But the individual won't get their life insurance.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you, Mary. All right. And, Kyle, tell the audience what you told me that Maureen told you from Camp Pendleton.
Well, that internally they seem to find out that the reports that they get, which are different than the news reports, obviously, that they are looking at perhaps millions dead in China rather than just thousands.
I'm looking at the same report, and it wasn't millions, it was a million.
Mm-hmm.
They believe they had at least 1 million people that died in the Wuhan province.
And that is still an overwhelming number.
And the basis for that was because of all the bodies that were incinerated just literally by the dump truck load.
Yes, on literally, and sad to say, on an industrial scale, basically.
That's right.
These are human lives. And we don't get the real information coming out of China, and especially from the World Health Organization as this virus news spread across the globe. We didn't have the right information to deal with it. Even Dr. Fauci has said that. This is a travesty of what we've witnessed here.
Now, the GOP is currently weighing jobless aid cuts to try to urge Americans to get back to work and keep the economy moving along rather than throwing in another stimulus. However, it looks like as if, and there's some Republicans that are now chiming in about this, that in July, after July 4th, they may have to put out another stimulus package for the folks that just aren't able to cope with what's going on. A lot of people have lost their businesses that they thought would be able to save. That hasn't happened. So they're talking about another $1,200. They're talking about keeping the unemployment going, but not with that extra $600 in there.
Well, exactly right. And the fact of the matter is that you've got a lot of people trying to pay their mortgage or pay their rent. The statistics on the mortgage forbearance is really quite shocking.
Yeah, but hold on a minute. But the people that are paying, there's more people that are trying to pay their mortgage on time and not take advantage of the rules where they can actually sit on it for a while.
Well, that's right. And some actually did say, I wanted to get a little respite from paying the bills that month. And some may have paid their mortgage but then let other bills slide. So we may see something like
that. All right, let me answer Steve in Thailand. Steve is talking about his daughter in Michigan. She said, and I said, sorry to hear about your daughter, Steve. I said, it's time to recall the governor and the AG in Michigan. And he said, yeah, she can't wait to have an election. This is not an election, Steve. This is a recall effort. You got two more years to put up. You tell your daughter she's got two more years to put up with these people in Michigan because that governor was elected 2 years ago.
Right, and the governor of Michigan's behavior during this whole thing was not, it didn't just seem to be acting in the public safety. And the way that she has gone after the people who have questioned her about
political. It's all political.
It's all political. And if she was auditioning for VP, I think she had a pretty bad one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, we're getting ready to take a break, but when we come back from the break, we're going to do the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, and then we're going to finish off the hour talking about the Texas Naval Base shooter and something that we found out yesterday that you probably haven't heard yet. Wait till you hear this one. We'll be doing that right after we take a look at the highways and the byways across the country for the truckers this weekend. Don't go anywhere. I'll be coming right back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we are broadcasting the weekend edition all across the country. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart.
Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects, big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Boogie tune called Race Radio. Little song with that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cab sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. Look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my desk. I got a Rode King mic like a man. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hang out in the radio back. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, that's Ray Carlisle. Ain't nothing wrong with his radio. And I'll tell you what, that's an oldie but goodie. He's been around a while for years and years. And, of course, that was back in 1979. So a lot of guys remember that for the old days. Now, this a portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Now, check them out. The largest truck stop chain in the United States. And they're open for business. They got food. You need the food? Yep, got it. Showers? Got it. Laundry? Got it. Place to park long-term for your 10-hour break? Got it. Repair shops close by, if not right there on the premises, and the same with the truck washes. So you're good to go. And the break room is back open again with the televisions and all that stuff, but you got to maintain your social distancing of 6 feet. But they have got those back open to watch TV. And, of course, the cell lots, you know, the lots have got cell service in there, too, so you're good to go there. All right, well, let's take a look at California and Arizona, and I'm going to bring Kyle Warren into this. Kyle, it looks like there's an oven out there. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong, Captain. California, in fact, much of the West is going to have some pretty hot temperatures as we see the jet stream coming down and pretty much sort of looping right over the top of California and Nevada before it starts heading south again. So this is going to be about 10 to 15 degrees above normal in some parts of California, especially in Northern California. But, of course, as we move out east a little bit towards Phoenix and Las Vegas, we'll also see some of those temperatures starting to go up, I believe.
Now, a strong cold front is going to produce strong to severe storms into the plains and the Great Lakes over the weekend. Primary threats will be very large hail and damaging winds. Very large hail will be possible in the western portions of the north and central plains. And we'll get into severe thunderstorms and flash flood warnings that are going on right now with high wind warnings, too. Gusty winds will continue protecting critical fire weather threats across portions of the desert southwest, which is Colorado and New Mexico. But right now, in the southern part of Oklahoma, all the way across into the central part of Arkansas, to include our affiliate over there, and down into the southwest corner of Arkansas, and then the northeastern corner of Texas going up I-30, from about Sulphur Springs and just north of Fort Worth and just north of Dallas up into Oklahoma tonight, we've got some real serious thunder boomers in there.
We sure do, Captain, and I'm looking at the satellite view here, and it does not look good. Really something to take notice of.
Yeah. Now, we do have some scattered rain up in the northwestern corner of Colorado tonight. We have some unsettled weather conditions in the northwestern corner of Wyoming tonight. And then right there around Billings, Montana, we've got a freeze warning tonight for that area. So there's some colder temperatures up there. And then right there along the east side of, the west side of Michigan, southwestern corner, and the southeastern corner of Wisconsin, we've got some rain that's in the mix there, and some looks like as if there might be some high water. The winds might be up there pushing some water on shore.
Exactly right, yes.
All right, and then we've got some windy conditions down below. This is Cleveland and over towards Erie, Pennsylvania. So there's water being forced on shore there. Some lakeshore warnings as far as flood warnings there, and the winds are blowing pretty good. And then in the mountains of Virginia tonight, we got some winds there. Got some winds in the mountains of North Carolina tonight as well. And that's about all I see that's going on, but it's enough certainly to pay attention to, especially if you're in the southern part of Oklahoma or going up 35 out of Dallas or Fort Worth, 35W, 35E, where they come together. And then I-30 going up into Arkansas, up towards Little Rock, you're going to have severe thunderstorms pretty much all the way.
That's exactly right. And a little bit south of Fort Smith, looks like we've got flash flood warnings going on there, too.
All right. Now, in talking about the shooter at the Naval Air Station in Corpus Christi, we found out a couple of things. Now, I got to be careful how I say this because they believe they're looking for another individual. It is entirely possible that the person they're looking for may have been one of the student, one of the Saudi military students that was at Pensacola when the other guy went berserk over there. Remember they had some Saudi students that were taking pictures of this guy going around with a gun?
Yes, yeah, they were documenting it, it seems.
Yeah, and then, of course, after things were done, they realized there was a group of them that necessarily hadn't been properly vetted and this, that, and the other, and they supposedly ordered 27 of them out of the country, but they didn't order them all out. Remember that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a possibility, without mentioning names or giving any other information away, that one of the students that was involved in that may be the person that they're looking for, the person of interest. They believe is another person over there in Corpus Christi. Now, that being said, they did find support on the cell phone that this guy had, because he had a cell phone and he had, I think, a laptop or a tablet, I forget which, but it was one or the other, in his vehicle, supporting some very radical Islamic terrorists.
That's right, yes, the FBI.
And they were imams, by the way, they were clericals, imams.
Right, that's right, hardline clerics that this person evidently supported on some of his social media accounts, including his Twitter, Facebook, and WhatsApp feature that kind of support. So this is very, very concerning, obviously, because one of the things early on is they try to find out, was somebody radicalized or did they already harbor these kinds of ideas? So the forensic analysis of this person's life and how he got from point A to point B is going to be very, very illuminating in how we move forward, especially if there is an accomplice mm-hmm. or somebody else who's sympathetic.
Well, here's where my mind is going. Now, with the fact that we allowed the Saudis to vet these people to come into the country, they were military, but the Saudi vetted them and said they're okay, and they sent them to Pensacola. And then we ordered them back out of the country. Did we actually think that Saudi Arabia was going to see to it that they all left the country at the same time? Because that's not what happened.
Well, exactly. And that turned the whole vetting process on its head, obviously. They have to be vetted to come into this country by the American military and not by simply taking the word of the Saudi
Arabia. So we have got at least this one person that we believe, from what we're hearing, and again, I'm not getting detailed into what I know, but we've got this one person that there may be involved that came from Pensacola, and there may be others afoot elsewhere, but not necessarily tied to this incident, that may be willing to strike as these first two birds did. We'll see. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, when we come back right after the top of our news, we'll be back with more. And caller, I'm putting you on hold. I'll find out what's going on here in a minute. But we'll be right back after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.